Hi guys, welcome back to the Tea Academy.
I'm Tubi.
And I'm Fubo.
And today we're going to be talking about some betrayal.
We're kind of entering more serious topics, so here's what happened.
The story starts with a girl named Kendra.
So Kendra, she's in my ELA class. ELA is English Language Arts, for those that don't know. And so
Kendra had a friend named Gigi, and
good friends,
best friends. Yeah. And they sat next to each other in ELA because they were good students. You know, they wouldn't talk to each other.
Except sometimes, like during the middle of the year, Gigi kind of gotten with a bad group of friends. You could see her grades kind of dropping a little bit.
You knew. Anyway, so Kendra and Gigi both had an assignment for an ELA project.
So basically, you read this really long book throughout the whole year, and you had to write a 6 to 7 paragraph essay explaining your take back, your feed, like what happened.
How you liked, if you liked it, you know, that kind of stuff.
What you took from it. And then
So Kendra and Gigi were writing it together, and Kendra was one of those girls that, like, when they'd write, like, they would say what they're writing as they're writing it, which I do sometimes, but Gigi would be like, that's such a good sentence, like, every time she would write something, and then it's surprising because the whole time, Gigi was writing down the same thing.
Yeah, and so basically what I do is, like, if I'm working with someone, sometimes I do this because, like, I'm like, they're going to steal my answer or something. I give them a different answer than what I'm writing down.
What do you mean?
So, like, if I'm writing down, like, oh, the person made me feel joyful and I really respected their take back, blah, blah, blah. I might just say the person made me feel joyful.
Yeah. But, like, for me, when I'm writing down an answer, like, I don't think anyone's really listening. I'll just, like, slowly, like, mumble it as I'm writing. But it's really sad because Kendra and Gigi were, like, friends, and I don't know, I guess Gigi kind of betrayed Kendra from copying her. But the story thickens.
So. Yeah, so it came time when we presented, when we turned in our, what's it called?
Essays.
To Miss Johnson.
Yeah, we'll say Miss Johnson. And Miss Johnson came up to Kendra and said, Kendra, why did you cheat off Gigi? Yeah, I kid you not. Why did you cheat off Gigi? When Gigi was the cheater the whole time.
Yeah, it was...
Oh, sorry, guys. There's a bell going off, a clock. But
it's all right. We're going to keep on going.
It's still going.
Westminster Chimes.
Minister Chimes?
Westminster Chimes.
Wow. Okay, it's over now.
And then Kendra was just like, what? And then Gigi was like, you can't see my facial expression, but, like, it was, like, kind of a, like, a,
ooh. She was like, sorry, but, like, not sorry. So, what Kendra was, is still a good student, you know, how Gigi kind of changed throughout the year, but Kendra was the same person, so her mindset was like, okay, I have to redo this, because
I can do it, I can make it better, I'm gonna do it better.
Exactly, so Kendra, she only had, like, a week left before you had to turn it in.
Yeah.
But somehow, she made it. She wrote an essay, and she turned it in. I mean,
and
it was good, right?
Yeah, it was good. Okay. But what took Gigi by surprise, and, like, it really made me happy when someone, like, gets punched for what they do.
Yeah, like comes back to bite them in the butt or something, you know?
Yeah, so Gigi, she wasn't paying attention to the book or any of that. She wasn't paying attention to the essay.
She wasn't paying attention to the words she wrote, but
yeah, and then, so, she didn't realize that Miss Johnson, at the beginning of the year, said, you will write your essay and you will present
explain a little mini speech about
what you wrote and your topic, your emotions, and your essay is basically supposed to be proof that you didn't just make it up on the spot.
Yeah, or, like, you didn't, like, look up the book online and write, like, the essays on, like, you know, like, plagiary. And so, Gigi, she got up to write about, or to explain what she wrote, and she completely blanked. She didn't say anything, she didn't understand anything,
And because then Miss Johnson was like, Gigi,
what's going on? Like, didn't you write, like, you wrote this, why don't you understand? And so, like, the teacher just kind of, like, left it off at that with Gigi. And then Kendra
performed.
Stop hitting that on the table. Yeah.
So Kendra did it, and, like, it was applauding work. People were like, wow, Kendra.
That's pretty good, yeah.
And then Miss Johnson, she rarely ever smiles. And then Miss Johnson, like, you could tell she was proud of Kendra. And I'm really happy that that happened because,
yeah. Yeah, she got what she deserved.
It's so annoying when people do something bad and they take the lazy way out. Or they just do something just to get out of something. Yeah, like, and then they get away with it.
Yeah.
So
many kids in my school, they'll just, like, look up the answers to projects and, like, or essays. And it's just
so dumb.
And, like, the teachers don't even care. Like, they don't even do enough research to figure out. Stop messing with the mic. Mm-hmm. You can hear that.
Sorry, guys. If you heard some noises there, just our microphone was being played with by
Fubo. But, yeah, I just think the lesson would be, you know, use your own work, pay attention in class.
Don't cheat.
If this happens,
and don't betray, because it's going to end up biting you in the
butt. Yeah, and I feel so bad because Kendra lost, like, a good friend. Like, she genuinely thought she had a good friend.
And Gigi, this kind of, like, it dissolved for her. Like, I feel like if you're a bad person, little things like this don't matter. But just that little bit really made Gigi feel, like, better. Like, yeah, you got what you deserved. So, yeah.
I mean, I feel like all of our episodes are really short, and I want to find a way to, like, draw them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really know what we should do.
Okay. I know what we should talk about.
What? The James Charles Tati drama.
Oh, yeah.
Of
course.
Jeffree Star now. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Personally, I don't really watch, like, I don't have time to watch a 40-minute video about someone crying into the camera. So I just, like, go on YouTube and watch, like, the summary videos.
Yeah, so there's this shout-out to a YouTube channel.
Which one?
T-Spill.
Yeah, nice.
They explain, like, all the drama that you're confused about that you can't find good subjects about. And, yeah,
anyway, in my opinion, you know, like, before James posted, like, the No More Lies one or whatever? Well, I'm not really on a side. People were like, there's a Tati side, there's a James Charles side. Like, I'm on neither of them.
If I were on a side, I'd be on Tati, though.
Yeah.
Because James, overall, I don't think he's the best person.
I don't like him anymore. But,
like, you can, but we respect your opinions. These are just our opinions. Just,
yeah. But it's really annoying because Tati wouldn't have, I guarantee you, she wouldn't have made a video. Like, the only thing she was really that upset about was how James promoted, like, a different hair vitamin than hers, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like if she didn't...
Yeah, that was kind of the breaking point for her, but, yeah.
Yeah, if that didn't happen, she wouldn't have made a video and there would have been all this drama. But, I don't know, I guess she was really upset that he didn't promote her vitamins. Like, what? Anyway, so, in case you didn't know, James lost, like, 3 million.
No, more than that, I'd say.
No.
He's at 10 million now. He used to
No,
be
he's
at,
not.
Like,
he's at 14 million now.
No.
Okay. Yes, he is.
Let's go to our research selection.
Yeah, you can probably hear some
clickety-clacking ASMR.
No, look. If you go to his channel.
Yeah, James Charles.
Is all right there. He has 15 million subscribers?
Okay, so
he was at 13 million, and he made a video called No More Lies. Oh, my gosh, it's a dog barking. Sorry, you guys. And apparently, he just said, quote-unquote, the truth. Oh, my gosh. We're Tula! Sorry, guys.
Sorry, it's just a little dog barking. Oh. Okay. I'll be right back.
But wait, So I feel like James, like, should have just said all the stuff he said in this No More Lies video on the video that's called Tati. You know, like, I think it's just a little ridiculous that he started getting some hate, so then he was like, oh, shoot, I gotta make another video. So, personally, I haven't subscribed again. I don't trust him anymore. Whenever I look at his eyes, they're, like, little rat eyes now, not gonna lie. And Fubo
is dealing with the dog right now, but she's coming back.
How do you feel about this? Are you subscribed? How do you feel? Do you trust him?
No, as you can see, I am not subscribed.
Well, they can't see.
As you can see. So, yeah. Does that have something to do? Sorry, we're just seeing... never mind.
His description, he has, like, the sexual assault hotline and the suicide hotline. Their numbers. Mm-hmm. I think he always had that, though.
Okay. And then I was, wow, so when I first saw Tula, when I first saw, I thought he was at 10 million, and, well, he was at 15 million, 10, 14 million, 10 million, then.
I don't think he was ever at 10 million.
I could just be confusing with Shane or something.
What? Why? Shane never had.
I don't know. Shane didn't have drown. Whatever.
Shane yeah, Dawson, Shane, if you're wondering. But, like. And it's really shallow that all of James Charles' friends just, like, ditched him.
Yeah.
Like, Shane Dawson, Brian Adams. He didn't have very good friends, though. And, like, the sister squad, you know, the Dolan twins and Emma Chamberlain, they literally, like, they just stopped being with them.
Tati Westbrook. Tati has 5.8 million. She lost
a lot of them.
Oh, wow.
She was at 10 million.
Okay, so Tati was at... Tula!
Oh, my gosh. We're sorry, guys.
So basically, Tati.
When Tati made the original video, she got up to like 11 million. And now.
Maybe more. I think she got like 14.
Yeah, and now she's at 5.8 million.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. There's so much drama. Literally, all like the people that watch this drama, I don't trust any of them because they're just like going back and forth.
Oh, and then Jeffrey. Jeffrey posted never doing this again. And, like, it kind of disappointed me because, like, Jeffrey was tweeting and, like...
No, okay, so...
Wait, let me talk.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He was, like, tweeting and stuff about he has, like, the evidence, like, the screenshots, all this stuff to, like, expose James. And then he came out with the video. He's like, I'm not going to tell you. And I was like...
Yeah, when YouTuber says, like, I'm not... gonna go into detail, I'm just like, bro, why?
There can be some content.
Okay, so, but here's kind of how Jeffrey got into it.
And also,
so James Charles' brother, what's his name? Lucas? You're probably gonna hear some keys.
Ian, that's what it is.
Ian, okay. So Ian tweeted, like, something like, I hate when people lie, and then James, like, Ian was talking about, like, one of his...
look at that picture, sorry.
We're just looking at photos of them. Ian, like, tweeted something about one of his friends. Okay, here it is. Why does everyone act so tough over the internet? And then Jeffrey assumed that he was talking about James and said, why is your brother a predator? Why you really move back to NYC? Exactly. Shut the up. So,
and then this caused a lot of backlash and confusing
stuff. Yeah, because Ian was like, I wasn't even talking about James.
I just got confused at this point because, like, I don't know.
I can't keep switching.
And then there's also the Shawn Mendes drama. I feel like that. You don't know about this?
He unsubscribed. I know that.
So, like, Shawn Mendes, like, there's rumors that, like, what's the word? Like, James Charles is, like, what's the word?
Confusing him about his sexuality.
No, like, stalking Shawn Mendes.
Oh.
But, like...
What? What? I didn't hear about that. I heard that there was some, like, someone, like, Jeffrey said that Sam...
Oh, yeah, all of those, like, straight boy...
Was, like, like, Jeffrey locked him in a
okay, hotel so, room wait, what do I look up? I look up Shawn Mendes.
James Charles.
James.
It came up right away. Okay. I feel bad, because no one can really see what we're looking up.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, he got kicked out of the Met. Okay, no, James Charles actually, kicked out of Met Gala after stalking Shawn Mendes.
I don't think, like, I watched this video, and it literally, that was just, I think that was just clickbait.
But James said that, like, I got kicked out of the Met Gala.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so we're going to watch this video real quick, and we'll tell you what happened. Thank you.
Okay, we just watched the video, and we got clickbaited. Like, the title was...
Yeah, it was clickbait.
The title was, James Charles got kicked out of Met Gala? It didn't say anything. It just told us...
There was just one little what was it, article cover?
Yeah, it didn't even...
So, we could investigate further into that, but...
But, like...
I don't know.
Yeah, we gotta do some homework, like... But... I don't know. That was just, like...
Basically, what it was explaining, it was explaining how James Charles's look for...
the Met Gala was definitely was not, campy, not good.
It was Coachella more.
Yeah, and he was, like, wearing a bandana. Like, why?
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think this was a pretty good episode. We talked about the tea, and then we talked about some extra stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So... Okay, so you can... Listen to The Tea Academy on Pocket Cast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Breaker, Radio Public, and, of course, Anchor.
And, yeah.
Yeah, Did I say Spotify?
I think you did. Spotify.
Yep, exactly. And Google Podcasts for all those Android users. So, thanks for listening.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.